Good morning, everybody, and thank you for tuning in to the Purium Health Products Special Edition Conference Call. This is a special circumstance call, and the reason we are here this morning is because there is the potential for a flu pandemic and thus the potential for panic. There is the potential for fear. And if there are two things that we want to fight against at all times, are fear and panic and a lack of knowledge, because knowledge is power. And when you have power, you could act against the fear. And so it's very important to have a little bit of background information and also to prepare yourself so that you will be what we all seek to be, a survivor. This is the real world. It is survival of the fittest. And when there are stresses, whether it be famine or fire or war or earthquakes or extreme heat or extreme cold or viruses, whatever it may be, those things that create stress separate the weak from the strong, and the strongest survive, and the fittest survive. And we want to be among those who do, whether the threat is real, whether it's small, whether it's large. There is still a very important lesson, and that is to be diligent and to be prepared. Every time an earthquake happens, people go, oh, you know, I thought for months about having that earthquake preparedness kit. Every time we get into an accident, we go, you know, I knew I should have had those flares in my trunk. And, you know, I could go on and on. The bottom line is preparedness is always the right decision. And that lets you relieve yourself from the fear. So first of all, I want to remind you that we have been through this before. It wasn't that long ago that the SARS virus was spreading rapidly across Asia, killing hundreds of people, and those on the news warned that that was a potential, that that potential could happen here in the United States again. When the SARS virus was exploding across Asia a few years ago, and when the bird flu was showing its potential, we were raised up to this high level of alert and high level of preparedness. And in both instances, the threat was much larger than the reality. But what you need to understand is that throughout history, there have been a number of pandemics. And these pandemics are an extraordinary number of deaths attributed to a virus. And so with the understanding that there is the potential that it could be like SARS, it could be like the bird flu, it could be as though there in fact will be no severe impact on our country or our culture, that is a very real possibility. However, it's no excuse to not be prepared. And so what I wanted to do tonight is give you a little bit, or to give you a small amount of background about the flu so you understand it. And so right now we're dealing with the swine flu. Now this is a strain of influenza. It's very unique because it's a combination of genes. It's a genetic mutation from pigs and from birds and humans. And people ask, well, how does that happen? And so it happens the way all flus happen. And I want to explain this to you because you probably do not understand. The flu happens because birds defecate in water, and that water is consumed by pigs. The virus from the feces of birds goes to the throat of a pig. Again, the virus from the feces of a bird goes into the water. And then the pig will drink that water. That virus incubates in the throat of the pig because the throat of the pig is the perfect temperature for the incubation of viruses. It's like an incubator for viruses. And so when it drinks the water that's infected by the feces from birds, those viruses from the bird feces will begin to mutate and to grow in the throat of the pig. When they slaughter the pig, they hang it by its feet and they cut its throat, and all the blood drains from the pig out of the throat. And some of that blood picks up the virus that has been living and culturing in the throat and splashes onto the eyes, the skin, the hands, the nose of, or an open, you know, open wound or whatever, a scratch or a scrape on the body of the person in the slaughterhouse. And that pig blood is transferred with the virus transferred to us by coming in contact with a family member of the person who slaughtered the pig, not you or me, but a human being, and thus the virus spread. And so to understand the flu is to understand where it comes from. And the flu is a mutation of viruses from bird feces, pig throats, gets into humans, and rarely, not always, then takes root in the human and begins to culture inside of the human. And so it takes this jump from animal to human, much the way AIDS took a jump from animal to human, and for a while was uncontrollable, and in some parts of the world still is. And so swine influenza is a respiratory disease. And again, it is very common for pigs because pigs are constantly drinking the water infected or infested with duck feces and so or other bird feces. Now, it is very important to note, and this is perhaps the most important thing in the control of this virus, is that you can infect somebody 24 to 36 hours before you show your first symptoms. So it's very important that if you do down with the flu, that you retrace your time and you think of all the people you may have come in contact with in the 24 hours prior to your own personal infection, so you might alert them. And this would be somebody who you were intimate with, who you shook hands with, hugged, kissed, spent significant time with, shared a glass or something like that. Now give me one moment, speaking of sharing a glass, to get a drink of water. And we'll be right back with this information. Now, I hear the beeps coming in, so I want to just, we've got a lot of people here today, so I want to remind you, this is a Purium Health Products consumer awareness call. It's a special call about the swine flu, and I'm going to give you the information you need to understand, to be more knowledgeable about this than probably your doctor. So this is raised in level from a 1 to a 2 to a 3 to a 4, and the cases have grown from 20 to 40 in the United States, Kansas, Texas, New York, California, Ohio. There's no doubt that it's going to be out there, and you'll more than likely at some point cross paths with it, and will you be prepared is the question. So remember that you could pass this on. The most important thing is you could pass this on 24 to 36 hours before you have symptoms. Now, there are no widespread medications known to treat the swine flu. There's no vaccine currently available to protect you against this virus. So what I want to do is give you some of the best practical advice on how you personally could make sure that you do not contract this. And I want to remind you, this has nothing to do with eating pork, as much as I would like to encourage you not to do that. If it wasn't for our abundant consumption of pork, there would be far fewer pig farms, etc. Now let's talk about the impact. The most people that have died from the flu in the last 10 years was about 30,000, and on average we lose 15 to 20,000 people each year from the flu, with 30,000 being the high end and 15,000 being the low end. If there is a pandemic, we could expect 60,000 or more people to die, still a fairly small number compared to the plagues that once affected this country over 100 years ago, about 100 years ago. But here's the most important thing that we've learned in those 100 years is sanitation. So this is the best practical advice I could give you, and I hope that you will really write this down and share it with others. Number one, don't touch surfaces. Just keep your hands to yourself. Keep your hands in your pockets. Don't touch rails as you're walking down stores. Stairs. If you carry a napkin when you open doorknobs, put the napkin over the doorknob before you open it. When you push buttons, use your knuckles. Use your elbows to push open doors. Just keep your fingers and your hands away from surfaces and wash your hands often. keep your hands away from your face. After you touch a surface, you need to then touch your hand to your face before it can enter your body. Obviously, wash your hands as often as possible. Cover your mouth with a tissue anytime you cough or sneeze. If you don't have a tissue, then go wash your hands immediately and make sure you really cover your mouth and your throat with your hands when you cough or sneeze, because you're throwing billions of little particles into the air every time you do, and many of those particles are germ-infested. So protect the people around you. Wash surfaces, wipe surfaces in and around your family. We're talking about the knobs on your sinks, the things that you touch most often, the phone, your cell phone. It's probably filthy, because when was the last time you sanitized it? Soap and water for about 30 seconds is sufficient, but alcohol-based hand sanitizers, while I usually wouldn't recommend them, are very effective at this time. Just don't touch your eyes, your nose, or your mouth. Just stop and think about it. I once monitored a group of kids, and every minute, believe it or not, five times a minute minimum, they touched their hands to their face, and who knows where the hands had been. Try to avoid close contact with people. I don't want you shaking hands. I don't want you hugging and kissing everybody. Just keep to yourself for now. Nod. Say hello. They'll understand. If you become sick, isolate yourself and limit your contact, like I said, with others, and contact your healthcare provider just so they could identify the case. They don't have anything that can really help you, but you got to let them know so they can monitor this. Now, what symptoms should you worry about? Fever, body aches, runny nose, sore throat, nausea, and vomiting or diarrhea, but mostly it is fever and body aches. Okay, mostly it's fever and body aches. Now, here's a couple other things that I want you to remember, that in this time where there is a significant potential, let's say, there's a significant unknown. There's a lot that we don't know. It's a little bit of a mystery. And so if you see a train coming at you, it's a very good chair, car coming at you, there's a very good chance it's going to swerve and not hit you. There's a very good chance the car driver sees you. But right now, we don't know whether or not, you know, we are going to be affected or not affected. We definitely see the car coming at us. The numbers are growing dramatically growing. So here's what I want to do, okay? First of all, I want you to understand that if you're constipated, or if you are failing to sweat, or if you're impacted in any way, I want you making sure that you go, number two, make sure that you're urinating a lot. So I want you drinking a lot of water, having a lot of fiber, because the faster stuff moves through you, the less time it has to incubate, okay? Also, I want you, if you have Purium Health products in your home, the four products I'm about to mention are the very best for helping boost your immunity, and I want to tell you this very clearly. It's the weak that die. And if you build your immunity, and you can very quickly with the products I'm about to tell you, you will be building your defense against suffering. I'm telling you right now, and this is a story you need to listen to, and it's something I learned a long time ago about raw food, living food, and people wonder, what's the benefit? Well, I'm going to tell you one story that will explain it. There was a time up in Oregon when three or four people died because E. coli was introduced to their body through a hamburger that was not cooked properly. Well, about six people actually ate that meat, and only three of them died. But the three people who didn't die had very strong immune systems because they lived and they ate a lot of raw organic food. And as a result of that, they got a lot of what are called pathogenic mimics. Pathogenic mimics are things in food that look almost identical to the bacteria that will kill you. There's six types of E. coli. Only two of them get you sick, and four of them are naturally in all other plants. And that way, if you eat a raw apple or you eat some raw carrots or you eat something like that, you get these pathogenic mimics in your body. Your body reacts as if you actually are infected with the E. coli, but you're not. And then one day you do get infected, your body's already figured out how to react to E. coli, and you will not die. The person who doesn't eat a lot of raw food, a person who doesn't get a lot of pathogenic mimics, a person who isn't testing their immune system, strengthening their immune system on a regular basis with raw living food, is the one who died because they only eat processed food. Their body doesn't know what to do with living bacteria because they never eat raw food that's loaded with billions of living bacteria. Most of it innocuous, some of it good, and some of them with those awesome job of preparing our body for what might come. So building your immune system is the difference between survival and death most of the time. Now, here's the products. If you have them in your house, if you have more greens, double up what you've been taking. If you've been taking, you know, less than 3 servings, make sure you're taking at least 3 servings a day. If you have spirulina, make sure you're taking at least 10 grams a day. If you, and by the way, there's a lot of studies from universities that show that spirulina really revs up the immune system. If you have our Virasure, this is an antiviral food, then you could begin to take that if it's just sitting around. And you want to take at least the recommendation on the label. Most importantly, the product we have that is most beneficial is a product called Immunomax. Immunomax is an immune modulator. It doesn't boost the immune system. It puts the immune system in a state of readiness, of awareness, and preparedness. And what I have done, just so that you know, and I don't know if any of you have got the information yet, I've sent out an email and a voice blast. I have put Immunomax, first of all, I went to my warehouse and I saw that I had about 1,100 about 2,000 bottles. And that allows me to do the following. I put them in pairs and I'm selling them. Buy one, get the second one at half price. And I figure I have 1,000 of those that I could sell. Now, most of you are going to want a couple of weeks protection for about 4 people, I imagine, 2 to 4 people. So one bottle offers about 2 weeks protection for 2 people. So if you get the buy one, get one free. If you don't need the second one, please go ahead and, you know, get the second one for a friend or just get one. But this deal is good for only as long as my current stock lasts. I'm trying to get additional herbs from all around the world that go into this product. It's an amazing product. It was built originally by me. Because I was asked by AIDS support groups to make the best immune modulating product available on the planet, and I did. Now is a time when it's needed more than ever as an insurance policy. I'm not saying to be fearful, I'm saying to be prepared. So again, the flu is a virus that is the result of a mutation in the throat of a pig, whether it be a mild or a severe virus. This is a severe virus. It is killing people. It has not killed anyone in the United States. And that is a good thing. But let's make sure that that continues. Remember that you need to be diligent, and the efforts for cleanliness are never more important. If you have children, give them a little hand sanitizing towelettes, 10 of them, and say, use these. Give them a little squirter with the alcohol-based sanitizer. There's herbal sanitizers as well. And here's another thing I want you to remember, that our coconut oil, pure virgin organic coconut oil, take it and you can put it in your nose, literally with a Q-tip, and it will protect you from airborne viruses. You could just take a little bit in your mouth from time to time, and it will protect your mouth and your throat from airborne viruses. So again, the coconut oil in your mouth and in your nose will protect you against viruses that are airborne, and because that is your mucosa. And this coconut oil has a nice antiviral effect, and it is an antiviral effect because it stops the virus from penetrating your mucosa. So this is practical advice. Now we have, you know, over 100 people on the call today. That's important. This call is going to be on the replay line. And if I could get someone on my staff to remind me what that replay line number is, I will recite it to you. That number is 212-461-8911. Okay? 212-461-8911 at noon today. This call will be available. If you believe that you learned something from it, had some practical advice, please do follow it. Please do pass it on. And once again, if I would love to get some feedback, I hope I called this call. I made this call because we used to cover this information on my radio show regularly when I was available over the air in cities across the country, but that is no longer the case. So I wanted to have this special conference call. I wanted you all to be the most educated, the most informed, the most aware, the most prepared. And I hope that I've taken some small step to ensure that today. I am going to unlock the phone line. If anybody has questions, I would ask that you hit star 6 if you do not want to talk because the background noise could be deafening. If you do have a question, please unblock your phone again by hitting star 6, and that will enable you to be heard. This is, again, an informational call by Purium Health Products, a company that truly is interested in helping you to live a long life free from disease. We believe that education is power, and we want you to know that we are here for you. If you have any questions, we have a naturopathic doctor who is here to answer your questions, Dr. Michael Wofield, and most of you know how to reach him. If you don't, you can go to the website to learn. And many of you are buying the immune pack right now. I've got a bunch of orders yesterday for that. That's a good pack. It's got the More Greens, it's got the Virusher, and the Immunomax. That's a good way to go as well. If you want to get the immune pack and add a second Immunomax, you can do that and make it part of your special. So again, everybody, be diligent, be prepared, be educated, and be well. And I appreciate everybody who took the time to be with us this morning. I'm now going to unlock the phone line in case anyone has any questions. Okay. Any questions about that? We need everybody to hit star 6. We have a lot of background noise. Now, every year. It's getting better.
Yes, David. So, what about taking the coconut oil internally? How much do you recommend during this time?
I recommend 1 teaspoon 3 times a day. And I have some folks who need to hit star 6, please. They're getting a lot of feedback.
What about the spirulina?
The epitome of April and May. Get your income tax, longevity. You know, you got to keep you on the roll.
Please hit star 6.
Okay. Yes, could we please have people hit star 6? We have somebody discussing the stock market. And
what about the spirulina? How many teaspoons to take?
If it's tablets, you want to take 20 tablets a day. And I would take those five to seven at a time. So that's 3 to 4 times a day.
You get your one side. Get your one, get your other.
What telephone number?
The telephone number is 888-747-6733. The website is www.phborder.com. If you have a question, you simply email info at thporder.com. I want to thank everybody for being part of the call today. Because of the background noise, the questions are going to be difficult, but you can call if you have a question, and we'll do our best to answer you. Thank you so much, everybody, and God bless.